this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Bienvenido to El Toledo and bienvenido to the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Arytasiet and today's
Special Rob's Random Request with Rob Arytasiet.
Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. This week it is a special show. It is all about
Rob's Random Request.
So yes, this week we are doing a very special Rob's Random Request. Now, basically, for any of you guys who haven't listened to the show before, Rob is my husband, and I'm very happy that he is too. Aren't you, Rob?
It's a task.
Well, that's rude.
No, it's great.
Yeah, thank you. And basically, what we're going to do this whole show is we're going to do a random request, absolute randomness. So we're going to play songs completely at random that we're going to, which we're going to play here on this week's show. Okay. So, Rob, I would like you to pick a year first.
Right. Okay. Let's pick a year first. All right. The hat. I'm just getting. At the hat, right, let's see if I can find a year. It's 1977.
Ah, that contest was in London, the Wembley Conference Centre. And what year, country are we going to have, Rob, sorry?
Okay, what country? Let's pick, right, the hat. Let's see what I'm going to put out. Latvia.
No, they weren't there.
They were not in it. Right, I'll put that one to one side and try again. Okay, Andorra.
No.
That's luck. Right, see if we can get a third time lucky. The Czech Republic.
No.
Oh, dearie me. But what's my hat doing? Georgia. No.
My goodness me.
My goodness me. I need to look my eyes. Ireland.
Yay. It's the Swarbrigs plus two with It's Nice to Be in Love Again. This came third for Ireland at the 1977 Eurovision Song Contest.
Never thought I'd feel it again. So long ago, I almost forgot it. It's coming back like an old refrain. It's nice to be in love again. That old familiar feeling when you say hello and you know it's love. It's nice to be in love again. That old this heart of mine was thinking of leaving until you came walking round that bend. It's nice to be in love again. That old familiar feeling when you say hello and you know it's love. It's nice to be in love again. That old
feeling when you
There we are, that's the Swarbricks plus two with It's Nice to Be in Love Again for Ireland in 1977. What did you think, Rob?
That's a great little song.
It is, isn't it? It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, absolutely.
And really catchy. Right, yes, just to mention, we are in Toledo in Spain. We're currently on holiday.
We are.
But we're keeping abreast of all things Eurovision while we're out here. And we've got the Eurovision Showcase news coming up a little bit later on. We'll get into that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have Live and Kicking, which is a Rob's Random Request special.
Yeah, okay.
Which is going to be quite scary if we end up picking, like, Bulgaria 2009. It would be not very pleasant. I don't know if you remember that, Rob, do you?
I probably watched it, but I can't remember it, no.
Oh, it was hilarious. Right, now, time for us to do another random request.
Okay, so, right, let me pick a year out of the hat.
Please.
Right, let's have a look. What year are we going to do this time? 1962.
Oh, 1962. We haven't done one of those songs in a very long time.
So I'm just about to pick the country.
I was in Luxembourg that year, the year after Jean-Claude Classic.
Right, my hand is in the hat.
For the country.
I'm pulling out Monaco.
Oh, we can do that one, definitely. Monaco's entry was from François Duguel with Dis Rien.
Dis Rien.
Dis Rien.
Dis Rien. Say nothing.
Okay, this song was second with 13 points at 1962. So, Rob, would you like to introduce your random request?
So this is Monaco 1962 with, how I think it's pronounced, Dis Rien.
By the artist?
François Grikey de Gult.
Do you pronounce the T? I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
C'est ça le vrai poète. Et je me sens si bien, mon corps noyé au tien. Je suis comme dans une vague où mon bonheur.
that was Monaco 1962. Awesome. Right. Okay, Mr. Rob, what did you think?
I like that. Nice and French, even though it was Monarchies or whatever.
Monegasque.
Monegasque. There you go. I didn't know that.
Ah, no, I know. Something more. No. Right. Okay. Another random request,
okay,
please.
Okay, let's go.
What is it going to be?
Hand in the hat. I picked out 2010.
Ooh, in Oslo, Norway. We love a bit of that. And that was a great year. And actually, speaking of 2010, the UK entrant Josh Dubrovy has spilled all the beans. It's a 45-minute video on YouTube, but it's certainly worth a listen and a watch. So must do that. And a big shout out to a lovely friend, Josh Dubrovy.
Yay!
We like Josh.
We do. So, hand in the hat for a country.
It is...
Hungary.
Ah, Hungary weren't there. They withdrew in 2010.
What a shame. Okay, we'll try again.
So they were in 2009 and 2011.
So okay. Right, I picked up another one. It is Bulgaria.
Oh, it's one of my favourites. Here is Angiosinti from Miro, Bulgaria 2010. And this didn't qualify out the semi-finals, though. It's cruel. And it should have done.
Thank you.
So yeah, that's Myro with Anguosity, which was for Bulgaria, the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest.
Great.
And did you enjoy that, Rob?
It was okay, yeah.
Oh, just okay. Well, that's rude. Anyway, sorry, Myro, if you're listening. Good old Myro, though. He came third last with 19 points in 15th place. Criminal. Right, okay, it's now time for another round of requests from Mr. Rob Henri Toutier. So, Rob, what have we got now?
Right, we have got 1960.
Oh, this was in the UK, you know. Yes, Katie Boyle was the presenter, and I believe it was in the Royal Festival Theatre. I probably got that completely wrong, which I'm just going to quickly look now. No, it was in the Royal Festival Hall. I'm sorry.
Okay.
On the South Bank.
Oh, cool. I wonder where that is.
So what entry have we got first, Rob?
We've got the entry for Poland.
No. Poland existed then, but...
They weren't in the contest. Okay, so the next country out of the hat is... Ukraine.
No.
They weren't there either, were they?
No. USSR bound, they were.
Third one out of the hat is... Serbia.
No.
This could take a while, people. Enjoy.
I don't think even Yugoslavia were there then either.
Well, the next one's Slovakia, so that's not going to help either.
No. Another hand in the hat, please, Rob.
Getting there. Monaco.
Oh. Monaco. Oh, my goodness me. It's the same singer.
We've got to go with it.
Yeah. So, Rob, this Francois came.
Sesuala. Sesuala.
Sesuala. Yeah.
Something this evening.
Yeah. That night.
That night. There you go. How funny.
A real chanson this is. A very popular style in the early years of the contest. And basically, I'm going to say it, Dugoulet describes the first night he spent with his lover and explains that to her that he realizes that life would never have attraction for me / far from you. And it appears from the lyrics, however, that his lover has left him since then, which has resulted in his perpetual waiting for her return in order to relive that night. This came third for Monaco, with 15 points at the 1960 contest in the Royal Festival Hall in the United Kingdom. Here is the Monaco entry. Francois Duguel with Sesuala.
Ce soir-là, tu n'avais que tes 20 ans. À m'offrir comme un bouquet de printemps, à l'amour qui m'avait souvent déçu, je ne croyais plus, mais quand je t'ai vu, ce soir-là j'aurais voulu inventer des mots qui n'avaient jamais existé, des mots d'amour en habit de gala. Pour ce soir-là, dans tes bras, j'ai compris dès ce soir-là que jamais la vie n'aurait d'attrait pour moi, loin de toi. Mon amour, je t'ai donné le meilleur. Le meilleur du plus profond de mon cœur qui garde encore la douceur de ce soir-là. Ce soir-là, mais à quoi bon revenir? Tout cela n'est pour moi qu'un souvenir. Mais je n'ai jamais pu me délivrer du rêve insensé que j'avais bercé. Je t'avais donné bien plus que ma vie, mais peut-être n'avais-tu pas compris que que tu déchirais mon rêve d'enfant en me quittant. Et pourtant, si tu me reviens un jour dans mon cœur, je garde comme au premier jour tant d'amour toujours pour toi. J'attends comme on attend le printemps, les bras chargés de lilas pour ce soir-là, mon amour. Je t'attendrai chaque jour tant que je vivrai. Je serai là ce soir-là.
Oh, the big finish there from Monaco in 1960, François Goulel with Ce Soir-là. There we are. Okay, third for Monaco in 1960. Another random request from Mr. Rob Henri Toutier.
Very cool and very Monacoan. Monarchies. I can't say that word.
Monegasque.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Right, I've got another song.
Okay.
Sorry, not another song, I lied. Another year.
Oh, yes.
So the year I pulled out the hat just a second ago is 2008.
Oh, okay. So that was Serbia hosting it in Belgrade. Now, there were 43 odd countries participating that year, so we should be okay.
Okay, so I picked out a country, and that country is Andorra.
Oh, really? Andorra?
Yeah. Were they in it?
Yeah, they were. That's the first random request song we've ever had from Andorra.
We're getting a lot of the small countries today, aren't we? Andorra, Monaco.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And actually, the Andorran entry is one of my personal faves. So cheesy, it's awesome. Here is Andorra 2008 Galicia with Casanova, sung in English and Catalan. Coming 16th in the first semi-final, getting 22 points, but my goodness me, it deserved more. And I mean more.
More.
More. We like a bit of cheese. And this is pure cheese. Oh, Casanova.
Starts above, we're burning so bright.
There we are. That's Galicia with Casanova, Andorra 2008.
Very upbeat.
Yes. The performance on night didn't look very well, so...
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, and she didn't sound the greatest, to be fair. Never mind, you can't pick them. You can't pick them. But Galicia is actually from Spain. She actually is, yes. She came second the previous year's Spanish national final.
Excuse me, I just burped. I think I kept it to myself quite well.
Yes, I think you did, Rob. I think you saved yourself, well done. Right, it's now time for another random request of yours.
So I pulled out the year, which is 2 years after my birth.
Uh-oh. 1983.
Ooh,
this was in Munich, Germany. Ireland withdrew that year due to financial reasons, so there's no Irish entry, so don't pick Ireland, Rob.
Okay, I'll try not to pick Ireland, but I have just picked a country, and that country is...
Uh-oh.
Ukraine.
No. Poor old Ukraine, what a boy.
I know, right, okay, and I picked another one, and they are Greece.
Ah, Greece, 1983. Ah, now, I have never played this song on the show, so which is the great thing about this Rob's Random Request special here on Forest FM, the Eurovision Showcase, is that we're going to play the songs that are not requested, not mentioned, or I've actually completely forgotten about, which does happen. But this is quite sweet, and it's a very nice, relaxing song. Didn't do particularly well. I only came 14th out of the 20 entries, and then they got 32 points. But this is Greece, 1983. Christy Staniso Papalopou Moules, which means you tell me, apparently. Here we are. So here is Greece, 1983, on this Rob's Random Request special.
Μου λες για θάλασσες και πλοία και η καρδιά μου σαν πουλί μέσα στον κόρφο σου σωπαίνει και όπου κι αν πας ακολουθεί. Μέσα στον κόρφο σου σωπαίνει και όπου κι αν πας ακολουθεί. Θα κλείσω όλα τα λιμάνια και τους σταθμούς. Μη μου χαθείς το νου σου, θα τον φυλακίσω. Να πάψεις πια να νοσταλγείς. Το νου σου θα τον φυλακίσω. Να πάψεις πια να νοσταλγείς. Μου λες για τρένα που ολοφεύγουν και για τσιγκάνους που κινούν. Κι εγώ σου διαβάζω να δω που τρέχουν, που γυρνούν. Κι εγώ τα μάτια σου διαβάζω να δω που τρέχουν, που γυρνούν. Θα κλείσω όλα τα λιμάνια και τους σταθμούς. Μη μου χαθείς το νου σου, θα τον φυλακίσω. Να πάψεις πια να νοσταλγείς. Το νου σου θα τον φυλακίσω. Να πάψεις πια να νοσταλγείς. Όλα τα λιμάνια και τους σταθμούς. Μη μου χαθείς το νου σου, θα τον φυλακίσω. Να πάψεις πια να νοσταλγείς. Το νου σου θα τον φυλακίσω. Να πάψεις πια να νοσταλγείς.
Oh, what a lovely little song that was from Greece in 1983. But it missed a lot of people by. But even still, Rob, that poor old Greece only had to rely on Cyprus and they gave each other 12 points.
Well, that's fairly obvious.
In 1983, it was still that bad. Right, now it's time to keep you abreast of what's happening here in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. And we have big news this week. Yes, it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 1st of September, 2019. Yes, it has been confirmed on Friday that Rotterdam will be hosting the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest in the Netherlands. Yes, it has been announced, and the dates are the 12th and the 14th of May for the semi-finals, and the final will be on Saturday the 16th of May, 2 days before my birthday, just so you know. So if you're heading out to Rotterdam, I hope you have a wonderful time, but just please be aware that the prices of hotels, etc., are quite expensive at the moment, so unless you have a ticket, I would guess just be safe, or pick a hotel which has good links into Rotterdam in a town or village nearby. The Rotterdam organisers for next year's contest have announced that they expect tickets to be on sale just before Christmas. So make sure you save a little bit of money before Christmas itself. The date of the Estonia national final, Estelau 2020, will take place on February the 29th with ERR, the Estonian broadcaster, revealing its schedule. They will have two semi-finals, first to be held on February the 13th, and the second semi-final will be on February the 15th. The Australian broadcaster SBS have announced that Australia Decides will be returning, so Australia will be having another national final next year. And finally, news of Melody Festivalen has been released, the dates and venues. The first semi-final will be in Linköping, and then after that, Göteborg, Luleå, Malmö, Eskilstuna, and finally, Stockholm in the Friends Arena. If you'd like to find out more details about that, head over to eurovoir.com. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasiet.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
This is Mickey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, La Venda. Enjoy it. La Venda ya cayó.
Hello, this is Mahmoud from Italy. And this is my song, Soldi.
Come se avessi avuto soldi, soldi. Dimmi se ti manco te ne fotti, fotti. Mi chiedevi come va, come va, come va. Adesso come va, come va, come va.
Hello, this is Michael Rice from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Bigger Than Us. Enjoy.
Bigger.
Station.
Forest FM.
Yes, it's now time for us to do another random request before we have this week's Dream World, Rob, where I will break out the opportunity to a singer who's not represented us at Eurovision, but it's a song that I would have thought they'd gone to Eurovision. So we're getting to that in a little bit. First up, it's now time for another request, a random one from you.
Okay, so the year is 1997.
Oh, Dublin, Ireland, the same one where the UK won with Katrina and the Waves and Love Shine a Lace. Lovely. And what's the country going to be, Mr. Rob Arizona?
The country I pulled out of the hat first is Armenia.
No, they weren't in the contest then. But they had their independence.
Did they?
Yeah,
they That's did. Good to know. Good to know. Right, the next one I pulled out of the hat is Armenia again.
No, don't put it back in, Rob.
I put it back in. Mm-hmm. Right, Latvia.
No, debuted 2000.
So okay.
Not yet.
So we're getting there. So, the Czech Republic.
No, debuted 2007.
Far too late.
Yeah, far too late.
Estonia.
Ah, yes, we can do. Kelle Tuutmaa was the song, a song from Malia. This is a awesome, beautiful song. Rob's random request again, Estonia 1997. Here is Kelle Tuutmaa with Maria Ilus. Maria Ilus with Estonia 1997's entry, Kelle Tuutmaa. It's now time for us to dream in Dream World. Dream World. Well, in 1991, I would have loved this to have gone to Rome instead of Samantha Janis, though we love Samantha Womack, she's awesome. But this, I think, would have done incredible for the UK. Here is Eurasia with Love to Hate You from 1991. And could have this done better than Tempt with A Message to Your Heart? I think so. Eurasia, Love to Hate You, this week's Dream World from 1991, which I would have loved the UK to have sent. What do you think of Love to Hate You, Rob?
That was pretty cool. I like it. Yeah. Good song.
Does it remind you of being 10 again?
1989?
No, 1991.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was 1989. vaguely. I remember it. I remember that one. And Blue Savannah was another one of theirs I really liked. And what was the other one
Blue
of theirs?
Savannah.
Blue Savannah. What was their really other really famous one that was covered by an American band, and I can't remember their name. A Little Respect.
Oh, yes.
Great tune.
A Little Respect. Oh, yeah, that 1988.
There you go.
Yeah, it got to... Where did it get in the UK charts? Number 4.
Oh, there you go. And it was covered by... who covered A Little Respect? Ooh, oh, come
was,
on, then.
Wheatus.
Wheatus, that was it, yeah.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. See, I'm good.
That was from my teenage years, that one.
And I didn't look it up. Right, it's now time for another random request, Rob. So please, what year are we doing?
Well, while we were chatting, I pulled one out, the bag. And the year is 1969.
Oh, It was here in Spain, it was, Rob.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Oh, that's cool. So the 1969 Eurovision Song Contest, we had four winners that year, would you believe? A ridiculous amount.
Well, I've just picked out a country. Did they win? Were they even in it? It was Malta.
No. They debuted in 1971.
Okay, not too far away then.
No.
Next one I picked out, definitely weren't in it. Slovakia.
No, debuted 1994. They were part of Czechoslovakia then.
Third country I pulled out is the Duchy of Luxembourg.
Oh, Luxembourg. Oh, yes, we can do this one. Now, this song came 11th with 7 points. The song was called Catherine. And the singer is Romlard. Romlulard?
Romula, that sounds like something you eat.
So, Rob, tell us about Romulard.
Romulard Figuier was born in Saint-Paul-de-Lyon in Brittany, in Finistère, which is the west near Camper and Brest, right at the edge there.
Okay.
On the 5th of May 1941, he represented Monaco as well. Crikey, another Monaco in the 1964 Eurovision Song Contest with Où sont elles passées. He represented Andorra in 68 at the International Song Festival, whatever that is. And in 69, he participated a second time for Luxembourg with his song, Catherine. His third attempt, representing Monaco again in 1974, but he was fourth.
Yeah.
Okay.
All good stuff. So let's hear that. Rob, thank you very much. Here is Luxembourg, 1969 from Romulard. And here is his song, Catherine, or Catherine, probably.
Catherine, Catherine, nous avions 10 ans. Souvenez-vous, Catherine, au jardin d'enfants, je vous offrais mes tartines et mes chocolats. Avec mon cœur, Catherine, amoureux déjà. Et quand la nuit refermait le jardin, triste comme des pleurs. Où êtes-vous, belle prince charmant? L'avez-vous découvert enfin? Il y a toujours nos cœurs et nos prénoms gravés sur l'arbre du Catherine, Catherine, au jardin d'enfants. Catherine, Catherine, nous avions 10 ans. Catherine, Catherine, je rêve souvent devant d'autres Catherine au jardin d'enfants. Catherine, Catherine, et malgré le temps, je vous attends, Catherine, comme avant, au jardin d'enfants, Catherine.
Katharina from Romulade, which was Luxembourg's entry in 1969. Now, we're doing a very first here. We're doing Rob's Random Request live and kicking. Right then, Roberto, what's your live and kicking random request going to be?
Well, the year I pulled out the bag, hat, whatever it is, it's 2001.
Ah, we're going to Copenhagen, Denmark, for the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest. There was only 23 countries participating that year. So,
really?
Yeah.
There wasn't even a semi-final?
No, not back then.
Okay, so the country I pulled out the hat is Bulgaria.
No, debuted 2005. Another one, please.
Right, the next one I pulled out is Georgia.
No.
No. Okay, no. We'll try again. Belarus.
No, Belarus 2004 debut.
Poor old Belarus. Israel.
Yes. Tal Sondak, Ian Davar, Israel 2001. Now, actually, this is probably going to be hilarious because I've just realised before I play it, there is a badly out of tune backing singer.
Excellent.
So this is going to be more funny than anything. So just please, if you've got any dogs or cats, make sure you lock them in the other room or anything else, because like, it's going to be awkward. But we'll have some commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan introducing the song. Yeah, as you can imagine, remember in 2001, he's quite famous with the Dr. Death and Tooth Fairy. So he was on a real roll in 2001. So get a listen to this.
Ah, this is a swimming pool. You knew that, didn't you? Well, many people in Denmark, it says here, start going to a swimming pool when they're 2 months old and continue for the rest of their lives until they drown. And this will introduce the Israeli entry, Ein Davar, which means never mind, by Shimrit Or and Yair Klinger. Tal Sondak is the singer. Nobody will mind if I say it's an archetypal Israeli entry. Can't be discounted, this. Kind of thing they love in the Eurovision. You'll be pleased to know that flared trousers are making a comeback in Israel this year. At some point, I feel we're all going to hold hands and sing together.
שליפי קרוע עכשיו יש מצמר שעולה בי ושר אין דבר, אין דבר, אין דבר אם כואב לך שתי עינייך דומעות אם כואב לך ואין סימה לבאות אז אמר לך אל תוף הושך הצוואר אין דבר, אין דבר, אין דבר כי הסבר, הסבר מנחם לבבות לא מבטר ומוצא נתיבות שר והופך רעות לטובות וחוזר הניגון המוכר אין דבר, אין דבר, אין דבר מול גל אושר ים העצב הוא רב אור וחושך נלחמים עלינו עכשיו רק הזמר עוד עולה אהוב ומוכר אין דבר, אין דבר, אין דבר כי הזמר, הזמר מנחם לבבות לא מבטר ומוצא נתיבות שר והופך רעות לטובות וחוזר הניגון
They love it here.
Yeah, you get some duds at Eurovision, but there we are. That is what it's like. Live. It's a live show. Right, it's time for us to say goodbyes, Rob, but we got one last song to play. So what's your random request going to be?
It is 2011.
And what is the country going to be, Rob? We need a good one. There were 43 countries. So what is it going to be?
What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? It's going to be... Monaco.
Stop picking Monaco. Pick another country. This is ridiculous.
Malta.
Ah, oh, Glenvelo, One Life. Goodbye, everyone. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Happy to say in Visla. Dobri denio. See you very soon. From myself, Kieran Arrivederci. You are.
Rob Arrivederci.
And we're going to play some more Monegasque entrance.
Another time.
Another time. I'll leave you with Glenvelo, One Life. Malta, 2011. Au revoir.
For who I am, my life I will give.